they said, he told 7 coins, took and give him to me, and took them and produced to the chief. I had these 7 golden money, golden coin, and you please accept, kindly accept this, and help me to get out of this hilly and the jungle path. I want to go to Benares. Please help me. Then the chief told, yes, I know not 7, but 8. 8 gold coins are with your attendant. And this night, I could have killed both of you and took that golden coin. But when you have yourself taken, I am satisfied with your behavior. I won't take them, and also I shall help you to get out of this jungle route, to guide you to Benares. Sanatana Goswami said, no, no, you please save me, otherwise another person will take this and kill me. So save me, save my life by accepting these golden coins. Then he took and very carefully helped them to get out of the jungle towards Benares. Then Sanatana Goswami asked, then the attendant was, name was Ishan, have you got any other? Yes, 1. All right. With that, you go to your home. Don't come with me. In this way, Sanatana Goswami went. And there, when going in Bihar, there in some Hajipur, a place named Hajipur, there in a mango top, he is sitting, and the time was winter, approaching winter. The month maybe this Margashish or so, November maybe. And at that time, Sanatana Goswami's sister's husband, one gentleman, he was sent by the Nawab to purchase some horses necessary for the war field. Srikanta was his name. He suddenly found from the top of a house that the Sanatana Goswami, perhaps similar person, is sitting on the mango top. He detected, found that it is he. I heard that he is in the prison, but how he has escaped and where he is going. He privately met him. What's the matter? Things are such and such. Then how you will go so cold and that side, you will die. You can't meet Chaitanya Dev. Anyhow, I am offering this bhot kambal, a valuable kambal blanket to cover his body. Anyhow, at least take this blanket and go. I accepted that, and gradually he reached Benares and inquired, where is Sri Chaitanya Dev? And he came to know that he is in the house of Chandrasekhar, the physician Chandrasekhar. So he went. Chaitanya Dev was sitting in the baranda, in the front of the door. After taking a peep, he crossed the gate and on the other side took his seat. Mahaprabhu could understand that only a second visit he could catch, and asked that Chandrasekhar, There is one saint outside the door. You call him here. The Chandrasekhar, he went out and cast his glance this side, that side. There. No saint. He came back. There is no saint there. Anyone? Is anyone there? Well, yes, one darvish, a Muslim fakir, seems to be sitting there. Taking. Then he went out. Prabhu Tamai bola ao, I saw darvish. My Lord is calling for you. Come, you fortunate darvish. Fakir, you come in. Sunyanande sanatan korida pravish. They highly glad. Sanatan entered. We hope. Then Mahaprabhu just came down from the veranda and going to welcome Sanatan, and Sanatan is going back. No, don't touch me. I am so mean, I am so low. Don't touch me, my Lord. No. Prabhu kahe tumasparshi atma pavitri ji, bhakti vale paro tumi brahmando sujiti. No, Sanatan, I am touching you for my purification. You have got such a type of devotion at your heart that what about me? You can purify the whole of the world. Bhakti vale parotami brahmanda shodhite. The whole brahmanda, the solar system, you can purify such a type of devotion. Is at your heart, Sanatan. I want for my selfish purpose, I want to touch you, welcome you. Atma Parithit. In this way, little talk. And then Mahaprabhu asked that Chandrasekhar, please take him to the Ganges and have a clean him, a gentleman like this bushes. Then Sanatan went there, and after having a good shave, he came. Shave, and then at the consent of Mahaprabhu, just before him, he asked the Tapan Mishra give some clothing. I shall change the dress. Then Tapan Mishra came with some new cloth. No, I don't. I won't take that. If any used cloth you have got to spare from your family, you please give it to me. But you don't accept any new. So, some used cloth was given to him. And tearing that into two, a kopin and a bahipas, he made himself, he just before Mahaprabhu. And then that was that valuable rag with him. Mahaprabhu is casting glance at that valuable rag. Sanatan could catch the meaning. He went to the Ganges, and there a Bengali gentleman, he had an old kantha, this cloth together put and sewed like a blanket. And one gentleman has cleansed that kantha and spread it in the sun. Then Sanatan approached him. My brother, will you do some help to me. And what do you want? Now please take this rag and give me your that torn cloth covering feet. What do you say? This is a valuable thing and this has got no value. Are you cutting jokes with me? No, no, no. But your figure shows that you are really a gentleman and you are cutting jokes with me. I can't understand. No, 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 I don't cut jokes with you. My friend, I appeal. I am a sannyasi and no necessity of this rag. Rag, this is very valuable. And this will suit me. So anyhow, that was changed and with that torn cloth rag he came to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very much satisfied. And then he came out. Yes. You have understood my internal feeling. You will go out for Madhukari, for begging from door to door, and such a valuable rag on your body, and the people will ridicule you. So now it is all right. Madhukari gas and this plain dress, a poor dress, as suiting. So in this way, Sanatan lived there for 2 months. Mahaprabhu taught him Sambandha Gyan about 4 chapters in Charitamrita that was devoted for this purpose. And before that, Sri Chaitanya Dev met Rupa Goswami in Allahabad, Dasashramed Ghat. There, Chaitanya Dev told the Rupa also met me, and with him, the father of Jiva Goswami, that is Anupam, he was a Ram Bhakta. And both of them met in Vrindavana temple in Allahabad, and in Dasashramed Ghat in Prague, I had discourse with him. And he has gone to Vrindavan. And I also want that you also go and join him. And I give these directions to you, 4 directions. You are to serve for the purpose of Krishna Sankirtan in this way. You must find out the old places of pastimes of the Lord Krishna. And the second, you will install the deities there, and how they will be worshipped, the process, puja prakaran, all this, and also bhakti siddhanta granta, the achar sadachar, bhakti sadachar, what should be the practices of a typical Vaishnava. You have to collect verses from the different scriptures and to prepare a book. What should be the practice of a Shuddha Vaishnava? Sivigho Sevan, Nastuti Tuddhar, Vaishnava Sadachar, and Arakhtaki. Or one Nastati Tuddha, to restore the previous places of the past things of the Lord. Then Vaishnava Sadachar Pajar and Sri Vigho Seva Pradhar.
And then other books,
Granth. Shastra and Shastra Pajar, maybe. These 4 things I request you to make ready for the coming Sampradaya. and also to look after the persons who come to accept this creed, to protect them. In this way Sanatana was sent there. And Sanatana moved, wandered through the length and the breadth of the whole Brajamandal, and with the help of Rupa Goswami, he did so. And afterwards Raghunath Das and Jiva Goswami also joined there. And Raghunath Bhatta, Tapan Mishra's son, he also joined. And Gopal Bhatta also came from the south to join that party. And Gopal Bhatta's previous guru, Raghunandananda, he also came. And he also lived there in Brajamandal. They are all had high reverence for Mahaprabhu, and together they began to work under the direction of Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami has then Dui Senapati, so many followers later on joined, but Rupa and Sanatana, they are the two leaders of the company, Gauriya Sampada. Rupa Goswami, he did as directed by Mahaprabhu, the Raganuga method of devotion. What is Raganuga devotion? The loving service towards Krishna. He was in charge of distribution of that devotion, that service, love and affection. And Sanatana was specially directed about Vidhi Marga. That what by the creatures and by the help what we get from the ordinary sadhu about devotion. And it is mentioned in so many scriptures. Collect them and arrange them in such way to prove that the Bhagavata school of devotion in the line of Nam Sankirtan, that holds the most important position. You have to prove that. And with Nam Sankirtan, in what way the progress the devotee makes towards the attainment, and what is the highest attainment of the Gauriya Sampradaya, all these were established by Rupa. And later on, by Raghunath also added something. And Jiva Goswami, he came with the help of the quotations from different scriptures to show that how this devotion of love that holds the highest position, to prove that sadbalabman parityaj aggay bhagnam dosam maya adishtano kishvam. I have ordered in different scriptures, do this, this is the religious life. A religious man must observe all these things. It is told by God Himself. And now again leaving them aside to take another route, then only through affection and love we can go. And we can get Him in His highest aspect as a loving Lord. All these things were preached under the direction of Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das, then Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. Sanatana was the leading man, leading devotee, respected by all those stalwarts, Sanatana Goswami. And when Srinivasa Acharya, he was the son upon Padmanabh Bhattacharya in Nadia district. Padmanabh Bhattacharya was a classmate of Sri Chaitanya Dev in Navadvip. And he found that Nimai Pandit's genius is so supernatural. He is not an ordinary man. Anyhow, when once he came to near Katwa, Jajpur, his father-in-law's house, and going away to his own house, he heard that Nimai Pandit has come to take sannyas in Katwa. He went to see, and he was so much moved seeing that function that he lost himself. And Nimai Pandit went away, taking the name of Krishna Chaitanya, ran towards Vrindavan. He also went towards his own house, but half mad. Whatever, he heard that his name was Krishna Chaitanya. And then, whatever any man says to him, he says Chaitanya. Every answer to every word of every inquiry says Chaitanya, Chaitanya. No other word comes from his mouth but Chaitanya. Then Chaitanya Das was his name to the public, the Chaitanya Das. Then he went to meet Chaitanya Dev to Puri once and came home and got a child, Srinivas, very beautiful and very genius, very good intellect, well read. Then he came to Navadvip and he was a young man of 16 or so. He was sitting on Mahaprabhu's ghat, Vishnu Priya Devi saw him and this young boy, how he is absent-minded, took him to her house and gave some prasadam. Then from there he went to Puri to have a darshan of Mahaprabhu, but more than half he heard that Mahaprabhu disappeared. Still he anyhow went, reached there and met Kadadhar Pandit was there. Kadadhar Pandit accepted him and welcomed him and told that my Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Dev, he has ordered me to teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. I am waiting for you. So my book is not suitable to help you to study Bhagavat because many of the letters have been effaced by the tears. So go and fetch in my name a good copy of Srimad Bhagavatam and I shall teach you. They went back to Sarkar family in Katwa. He asked and he came, took a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam and going. Then he found that Kadadhar Pandit has gone away. Anyhow, with that meeting he was caught in inspiration and in future life he was a unique exponent of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Srinivas, coming from there, he, Narottam and Samananda, these three combined, going towards Vrindavan. And when they reached some near about place, heard that Sanatana Goswami has passed away. So he was so much you can just try his own fate. The wherever I am going and the object of my desire is vanishing, so wretched I am here. Anyhow, they reached to Mathura and found and heard the last that yesterday Rupa Goswami disappeared. Then what to do with a broken heart? Anyhow, approached Vrindavan. At that time, the Sandharatrik of Govinda was taking place in the royal temple of Govindaji. And for Rupa Goswami and the founder, he passed away. So a big gathering there. And a most splendorous arrangement for the function. And seeing all these things and the fatigue, the weariness of the way, Srinivasa lost his senses and fell in a part of the temple when the arati is going on. Lastly, when he came to senses, he found that Jiva Goswami with some attendants are nursing him, and they took him to the to his own temple. And these three, they lived there for some time. Narottam took initiation from Loknath, Samananda from Jiva Goswami, and Srinivas from Gopal Bhatta. And Jiva Goswami, in the meantime, wrote many things, and Sanatana Goswami's writings, Rupa Goswami's writings, and Jiva Goswami's, all these collected, was entrusted to these three, take them to Bengal and preach them there, and keep it. And these three took it to Bengal, and it was stolen in Bankura district by Veer Hambe. That's also a leader of the Hittites. But he was a devotee to a certain extent. Then it was robbed. They tried their best to search, but failed. Samananda left for Midnapur side to preach there. Narottam also left to the North Bengal to do his work in his way. And Srinivas Acharya, who was the leader of them, he did not go anywhere without the books in his charge. It was given by Jiva Goswami. So he was wandering nearby like a half-mad person. Then that Veer Hambe, who managed to rob those books by his men, he had some attraction for Bhagavad discussion, discourses, and his guru was Bas by name. He used to explain Bhagavatam, and Jiva Goswami, Srinivas, used to attend that class. And one day, the Bas, who is explaining Bhagavatam, committed some mistake, and unconsciously Srinivas corrected that. Then the attention of the public all fell on that half-mad young boy, young gentleman. Who are you? Then he was compelled to divulge the whole secret. Then they told, oh, the books are here. Then they found the books. Then Veer Hambe was his disciple. And the intimation went to Narottam and Samananda, and the books were said. So we get Sanatana Goswami's writings, and the Goswami, and we find with those books, scriptures, we can find to a certain extent who are they, and what was their connection with Mahaprabhu, all these things. So yesterday was the day of Sanatana Goswami's departure. But he has not departed. He has given us what he got from Mahaprabhu direct. For the period of 2 months, Mahaprabhu infused his wealth in him, and he has given us to us. And through that, we can come to know what is he, and what is Mahaprabhu, what is Vrindavan, what is Krishna, Radha, all these things. Vairagya yog bhakti rasam paryatanai rapaya yanma manubhishu mandhan kripam budhijya paradukka dukkhi sanatanam tan prahuma swayam. The Das Goswami Raghunath Das, he has written this passage in Pranam of Sanatana Goswami. He is saying, Vairagya yog bhakti rasam paryatanai rapaya. the juice of divine love and affection, bhakti rasa, vairagya yog with a little the tinge of vairagya, indifference, indifference, added to that love. Bhakti rasam paryatanai rapaya, with much care he made it to made it to drink me. Tried his best drink me. He forced me to drink that rasam which is mixed with vairagyam. Paryatanai rapaya nam, whom I was blind and also unwilling. My qualification was such that I do not know what is what. At the same time, I had some propensity, I won't take it. This was my tendency. Such an unwilling person who is blind, him he managed to force to drink this vairagya bhakti rasa. With the tinge of indifference, the sweetness of the loving service. Sanatana, that Sanatana Prabhu, who was so well-wisher of the mankind, I show my obeisance to him. This is the Pranamanta Vaidasa Goswami. Baladi Vidya Bhushan also had to. Bandi Paladi Vidya Bhushan told that Ascharya Vyojita Govinda Abhidam Indira Sita Padam Hastasta Radnadivat Tattam Tattva Virutam Kritali Duda Swayam Chakra. I show my obeisance to Rupa and Sanatana. Who are they? Now, Govinda Abhidam Indira Sita Padam. The Lord Govinda, who is carefully served by Lakshmi Devi, his consorts, Indira Sita Padam, Hastastha Ratnadivat, who the Lakshmi Devi herself wants to serve that Govinda. Such Govinda they have, such jewel, a gem. The Rupa Sanatana dealt him as he has a jewel within the fist of their hand. This side, that side, and below, up, side, all these things they could show. Unknown and unknowable, the resources, the whole resources represented are the majesty are after him. All the majesty of the world resources are seeking to serve the principle. And that which unknown, that substance that was shown to the public just as a gem in one's palm, this side, so clearly they could describe what is indescribable. They have shown, given to understand what is unknowable. This is the position of Rupa Sanatana. He has dealt that the highest principle in such a way as an ordinary thing. That was the position of Rupa Sanatana. Virajita Ashcharya, simply wonder. What they have done, simply wonder. Virajita Ashcharya, Prabhu, I bow down to them. This is Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Sanatana, about the Das Goswami and Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Another, you know, Swami Maharaj has spread throughout the length and the breadth that Pandi Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako, that is composed by Srinivasa Acharya. This Sat Goswami, led by Rupa Sanatana, they did so much service for the propagation of the divine cult of Sri Chaitanya Deva. But it's love, love, and love. And not for the mundane purpose, but for the highest being, highest, the absolute master. Krishna conception of in four, five full rasam, madhura, vatsalya, sakha, dasya, shanta, all in a new color. The highest Lord in such a new color, in a new land, in a new view. They have very elaborately depicted. And gentleman told that 24 hours engagement with the Supreme Lord, it cannot be imagined in any conception of the existing religions in the world. Cannot conceive the possibility of 24 hours engagement in the service of the divinity. And that is also the whole self, most comprehensive service, that every atom may be utilized in the service for the every corresponding atom of the Lord. Inconceivable, and that has been given out by Sanatana and Sri Rupa and their group. So we invoke for their mercy. Aradhanamam Satvisham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samachanam. Of all Satsapvasi, the worship of Vishnu is the highest. Again, more important to serve the worship of the sadhujas. If we can show our sincere, heartfelt reverence for Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and the direct parikar and of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu will be more pleased than we try to offer our obeisance to him. With this hope, by their grace, we are needy in every respect, but our hope is prospect in life is this, that our masters are so gracious and so magnanimous and so high. Anyhow, fortunately, we have come in connection with such great masters. This is our wealth. This is our fortune. This is our everything. Who is this?
They're clearly written later in a book. So there is no more in ISKCON. They already is given a letter and six persons. Even Vidarbha Idala, the last time he was entering, the Sridhar Maharaj is caught there, you should not come in the temple because you keep on talking with a number of disciples over here. So I don't want to see you in the temple.
Sanatana Goswami Prabhu ki jai!
Sese dhikari yamishtha sabana parikhitita. In their own position they are doing. That is, they are also getting some sort of support from the common source.
Gopal Krishna was Maharaj of the...
The structure is there?
Yeah, I told him the Giriraj Maharaj. One day he was asking me. I said, see, the Giriraj Maharaj, everything is gone with the Prabhupada. Now you people are simply as making a problem here as a material way.
About politics.
As a politics way.
They wanted to put Bharati Maharaj into jail.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur Gaur.
He was asking the spiritual name on the telephone. I said, I will come in the temple and tell you the spiritual name over there. Not on the telephone.
And a very beautiful name.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll appreciate it. Achyuta Chaitanya. Achyuta Chaitanya is a very beautiful name, I think.
When a boy of five, he told, he called for explanation from his father, old father. He would say that Chaitanya has guru, Kesav Bharati. He was spoiling the whole world. Chaitanya is the guru of all gurus. And he would say that Chaitanya has his guru, that's Kesav Bharati. We are spoiling the whole thing. When he was five, Achyuta, the youngest son of Advaita Prabhu. Mm-hmm. And the Mahaprabhu took him on his lap after sannyas. First he took him, the child, in his lap. The Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu is my father, so you are my younger brother, Achyuta. In this way, I adore you. Achyuta Chaitanya. Chaitanya is worshipped by Achyuta. That Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vidai Gaur, Hare Gaur.
Could you tell us something?
I was told by someone, can't remember by whom, that Hamsajit Maharaj is also delivering a lecture, that Sridhar Swami's advice is too high for us. So we request you to go through the works of Swami Maharaj at Prabhupada, because you are not fit to study what the Sridhar Maharaj says. Perhaps meaning about Madhusudan also. That was told by him.